Hello, this is Grant with the Bank of Cardiff.
Good morning, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Is this Leah?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Leah, I'm glad to hear from you. How you doing?
I'm good. Just wanted to see how you guys are.
I'm pretty crazy busy. We had a record number of submissions yesterday in terms of
Oh,
like
that's
one
awesome.
day. And I know I have a call that I've been postponing with Andy, and I'm gonna be talking to him later this evening.
Okay. Well, sounds
But
good.
yeah, you know, I kind of would maybe want to like talk through how I've been feeling with you a little bit too, and just kind of get your thoughts.
Okay.
And then if you and you can I can answer any questions you have on deals.
Okay.
So I feel like, it's been a pleasure to work with you, and I know we haven't funded a deal yet, and I feel pretty bad about that. I want our sales reps to get docs and fund a loan. But at the same time, it's like I want to shotgun like tons of deals your way, but I know that the closing rate won't be great, just to be frank. When we
Okay.
stack you up against like Everest and Knight, we send a lot of deals there, and then we'll fund like 3 or 4 a month. And I just want to, and that's a conversation I'm going to be having with Andy, but from what
Yeah.
I can tell from your guys' process, it seems as though the process of just getting us a quote out is very fast and minimal effort. Like it's not too much on your end, if that sounds reasonable.
Okay.
Is that correct though? Like, I know
Yeah,
like
we
some
try
of
to
our
get
lenders
our
are.
offers, as soon as possible, so that way, you have something to work with for the merchant, so you don't have to keep them there for like 2, 3 days before you guys get an answer.
Yeah,
That's one of the things that we try to,
and you guys do a really good job of that, and I want to send more deals your way, but I like want to make it just clear, like with Andy, that the closing rates may be low. I just want to make sure that when we send you deals, it seems like they come back real fast, and I know that time is money, and so that if it doesn't take much for to at least get offers out, like I'd love to send you guys tons of deals. I just want it to be understood up front that it may be like a low closing rate, but as soon as we generate contracts with you guys, like that's us showing intentions that we want to close the deal.
I know, but then we only had one contract so far, and we didn't even get it back yet.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So I'm
That's out of
actually
my.
just gonna call Kara to follow up with her on that one to see what's happening with it.
Yeah, that would be good to follow up with her. She'll know more, and I know that
Yeah.
that's not necessarily a good sign, which is why I'm dreading the conversation. But it's also a little bit out of my hands, just because it's like I'm
Yeah.
not a sales rep. I'm just the analyst here. It's just a delicate
But yeah.
situation.
Okay.
But
So,
I
I guess
mean,
you'll speak about this with Andy.
yeah. But like, just from your perspective, when you are able to at least get offers out, I just want to make sure that. I'm just wondering, like, how much time does it take for after I get you guys all the your required documents for you to like get a offer out? Like, does it take you 30 minutes?
Well, no, so the underwriters, well, we have one underwriter that's actually in Australia. So, he works at different times than the underwriters that are in in the US. So we have two or three underwriters, whatever it is, or a few more. I'm not entirely sure how many we have. But we do have a few underwriters, and they do work at different times. So, sometimes it might take as quick as like half an hour or whatever it is to get an answer. But at the same time, they are looking at the bank statements.
Yeah.
They're looking how many positions the merchant has. If sometimes they are over leveraged. Sometimes they do have like bad payment history with their current lenders. So they're looking through the statements. They're trying to do a good job, but at the same time, they're trying not to sit, and make you wait for a few
Yeah,
days for an answer.
absolutely. I mean, that's what we strive for, and so
So as soon as we have everything, they pull credits once we have the signed application. And, after that, while the credit is being pulled, they're reviewing the files. And once the underwriters are done with reviewing the files, they will, let you know whether it's a yes or no, or we're missing bank statements or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because like a lot of like things that I see, the merchants, some of them do have NSFs. Like one had an open bankruptcy.
Yeah.
some of them didn't have like enough revenue for their SAC or negative low bank balances.
Yeah, and then we get like a good amount of files like that, and I'm just trying to figure out the best home.
Everyone will get those.
But I'm just trying to like figure out like if I need to cherry pick when I submit to New Era, and only send deals that I really think are gonna fund with you guys, but the challenge is like we're still getting to know you, or if I can just shotgun like anytime I submit to Night and Everest, it would be a ton of deals, but like it would be hard for me to every week call and like go over every single deal because it could be like 20, 25 deals, and right now we're in our busy season. And so it's just like a balance of trying to make like both parties happy here and find out how Andy wants to control the submission flow. Those are kind of the two avenues I see.
That I think you should just like discuss it with him.
Mm-hmm.
But just that way, he is actually the main person to talk to. I'm just his assistant. I'm helping him out with whatever it is. So I'm making those sheets so he can see, which approvals we got, why the reasons we declined deals, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I put those in for him so he can see it.
Okay. Was there some deal that you wanted to talk about, or was it just the one with the contracts out?
No, just wanted to, see if anything, because I know we did, you did mention to me about TPC right now. Sorry, that was actually Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And looks like we could send out the contracts. The cabbage was not a concern.
Yeah.
So I'll be sending, I'll let her know right now that I can send the contracts to her.
Yeah, because I just feel like we just need to get over that first deal funded, get to understand each other a bit more. And I know it's been frustrating because none of our sales reps have moved on the loan, or, maybe I've been a little bit behind in letting you know what the competitor balances are, just because we do have so many things going on. But I'm trying to get better at that, and trying to make sure the whole team's better at that.
Well, obviously, I understand.
All right, cool. Well, I hope this conversation goes well with Andy. I'm kind of just going to relay what we've been talking about, how he wants to handle the deal flow. I guess we'll just have to move forward from there.
Okay, not a problem. Actually finding some deal. Maybe this one's going to be our deal.
I hope so. I really do. I know, and I know, like, I've been telling you that I've been working with a sales manager, but talk's cheap unless if a deal funds, so yeah. I really want to get it done.
It's the industry,
It is the industry.
I'm not blaming anything on you, obviously. I know how...
Yeah, thank you for being so understanding on that. All right, well, let's see how it goes with Andy. Thank you so much.
Okay, not a problem. Bye-bye, Grant.
All right.